Tobacco Clouds by Lionel Johnson. Cloud upon cloud. And if I were to think that an image of life can lie in wreathing blue tobacco smoke, pleasant were the life so fancied, its fair changes in air, its gentle motions, its quiet dying out and away at last, should symbolize something more than perfect idleness. Cloud upon cloud, and I will think, as I have said, it is amusing to think so. It is that death, out and away upon the air, which charms me, charms more than the manner of the blown red rose, full of dew at morning, upon the grass at sunset. The clouds end. Their death in air fills me with a very beauty of desire. It has no violence in it, and it is almost invisible. Think of it. While the cloud lived, it was seemly and various, and with a graceful change it passed away. The image of a reasonable life is there, hanging among tobacco clouds. An image and a test. An image because elaborated by fancy. A true and appealing image, and so, to my present way of life, a test. That way is to walk about the old city with a spirit in my feet, as Shelley and Catullus have it, of joyous aims and energies, and to speed home to my solitary room over the steep High Street, in an armchair to read Milton and Lucretius with others. There is nothing unworthy in all this. There is open air, an ancient city, a lonely chamber, perfect poets. Those should make up a passing life well for death. I can watch tobacco clouds exploring the secret of their beautiful conclusion. And indeed, I think that already this life has something of their manner, those wheeling clouds. It has their light touch upon the world, and certainly their harmlessness. Early morning, when the dew sparkles red.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?